March 24th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, for the latest and greatest when it comes to sports. This episode is brought to you by InstaBible app. Download the InstaBible app for the iPhone App Store. Great verses and pictures. Tua Tagovailoa posted several videos on Monday night that definitely help answer those questions. Is he good enough to be in the NFL? The first videos of him throwing a football since his surgery 4 months ago. And no other person that could talk to us a little bit about this is Justin Riley, the Bama commentator. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, glad to be here, man, especially talking sports and talking Bama sports, especially during this time where we have nothing except WWE wrestling and replays of old games.
Yes, a lot of ESPN, they're showing a lot of old games, and then the SportsCenter at night, they're showing a lot of like high school senior awards or something. It's kind of a bizarre time in sports, isn't it?
It is. You know, right now, as a society, you know, we're panicking. You know, it's uneasy. It's a time of unrest, and we're just grasping for something that's just going to bring a sense of normal. And ESPN is doing its best in its own way to provide that sense of normal by putting some content out there, albeit replays of, you know, old games and other events. But hey, it gives us something, and it takes our minds off of everything, you know, temporarily. And, you know, just for a brief moment, you know, we're able to focus on something else.
And they were on Sunday, CBS was showing last year's March Madness game.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting too, man. It's just great to relive these awesome moments that have been, you know, just really had huge impacts in sports culture, man. Glad to relive it. Glad to have, like I said, have content out there to just feed our sports craving, if even in a small way.
Let's jump into the books. Tua Tagovailoa, the number one mystery potential draft player for the NFL, of course, with the coronavirus, kind of stalls things a little bit. But Tua gave a light, showing a light to everyone, to the world, that he can do it. Justin, what were your first thoughts when you saw him?
Well, one, I was really excited to see that he had some video out there, something that could give analysts, scouts, coaches, decision makers a little something to feed off of, because you know, right now all events which include pro days have been canceled. So just for him to be able to have this platform just to show a little bit of something, that's an exciting opportunity for us to see Tagovailoa as he prepares for next month's draft. I will say, you know, it didn't really show a whole lot, but it is something to go on. And from what I'm seeing, it shows that he has amazing footwork. It looks like it's coming back to him. Of course, we hadn't seen him do an all-out run or sprint or anything like that, but we are seeing his biomechanics, and we do see that he is moving fluidly. He is seemingly doing it with ease, and I'm also noticing that he does have some explosion in his step too, and that's something you got to really look for, especially after coming off of a hip injury like that. So I see it as a good sign. You know, it's not a finished product, but at least gets a little something on the minds of these folks who are going to be making decisions come April.
There were lots of small backward steps with hip rotations and pivots, and he was transferring his way from foot to foot easily. Pretty incredible for a guy who was still on crutches less than 2 months ago. Back in January, he wasn't even sure that his hip was going to heal. Justin, so obviously he showed videos, no trainers, I mean, no teams on site, which they're not allowed according to the NFL. What do you think there should be? Do you think there should be a more comprehensive video for the teams? I mean, what is the best case scenario for Tua?
Well, yeah, he's obviously going to have to put a more comprehensive video, like you said, out there. But this essentially was just his effort to get something out there, just to be seen, something, like I said, for scouts and coaches to feed off of, to where they can see that, okay, he can do a little bit. So that way it relieves a little bit of doubt for the time being. But eventually I feel like, Tua will use this platform to show us more than what we're seeing right now. But for what we're seeing, is something to be excited about. Like you said, yeah, he's able to shift his weight and seemingly with ease. He's able to put pressure and move just really fluid. And that's just a really good sign. And like you said, it's just been amazing seeing his journey progress from the devastating injury till now. He was on crutches, like you said, just a month ago. And then it seems like everything is just going warp speed, which is just a blessing. Just seeing this miracle happen before our eyes and seeing the dreams come true or possibly come true for this young man. I'm pretty excited for him.
Tua Tagovailoa is not projected to be the first quarterback drafted. It is going to be Joe Burrow. But the rumors are strengthening for the Miami Dolphins to take him. Justin, what are you hearing in the universe?
Well, just like you're hearing, man, all of a sudden the Dolphins are back in the picture. It's really funny just watching the soap opera that is the NFL Combine or NFL Draft. It's just so funny. They love you one minute, they hate you the next minute. You don't exist this minute. All of a sudden, oh, we like you. Oh, no, we don't like you. Oh, come back. We want you here. It's just drama and gossip going on. But I think the Dolphins didn't really want to show their true cards this whole process for some reason. I mean, I don't understand. You like him. Show some interest. But I feel like they got a little bit of a spark back in their desire to have him just because he put this content out, and that's what I feel like the Tua Tagovailoa camp intend to do by putting the video out there. But it looks like the Dolphins are right back in the a driver's seat, if you will, to gain his employment.
Tua will end up either with the Dolphins or Chargers, most likely. You personally, where do you want him to go? Miami or to Los Angeles?
I prefer Los Angeles just because of the weapons he'll have at his disposal there. I like the receivers he'll have there. I like the opportunity for him to learn under a veteran, Tyrod Taylor, to where he doesn't necessarily have to be the guy right out the gate responsible for the resurrection of a franchise. He'll have a little bit of time just to learn and to grow and not be forced into action right away, which takes pressure off of him. And if he still needs a little bit of healing, he's allowed to do that. Whereas with the Dolphins, he's expected to be the guy right away who is responsible for resurrecting the organization. And they do need some weapons for me to feel more comfortable with him going there. I really do want to see some big time receivers. I want to see some backs, but more importantly, I want to see some good offensive lineman, man. I don't want to see some of the big nasties up front. They're going to protect him because right now the stigma is he's injury prone. So protect the investment and show me you got somebody who's going to be able to do that.
Would you think that Ryan Fitzpatrick, obviously, was his contract was extended this past offseason? Do you think he'll probably start right away and groom Tua throughout the season?
Man, it really just depends on what state of desperation, and I hate to use that word, the Dolphins are, and just how quickly would they want to push Tua as the man. Logically, you got to understand, you don't have to resurrect an organization right off the bat. This is going to be a process. And to me, I think start out Ryan Fitzpatrick, the veteran, who knows his way around and who can also mentor Tua Tagovailoa. And then again, like I said, create an atmosphere where there's no pressure for him. And then he can eventually be eased into the offense. I like it. I'd like it a lot better if it was that type of scenario.
Definitely look at the NFL draft is on April 23rd to the 25th. A lot of changes could happen. Maybe some less regulation, maybe some coaches, maybe a couple of days before or a week or 2 weeks before could evaluate Tua. to see what they need. Obviously, Tua is expected to be in the top 10, either 5 or 6. That is almost a guarantee. 99.9% guaranteed he'll be in that either slot. There are some rumors that a lot of, you know, juniors that, you know, were entering the draft. Well, can a junior reverse that decision to go to college football for their senior year if, you know, seeing like they can't get any pro days or anything?
Well, you know, you're really entering into a sticky situation right now, because if these underclassmen who have signed with an agent are all of a sudden, you know, want to recant their decision, they're going to come into a kind of a difficult spot, because it kind of depends ultimately on what the NCAA is going to allow them to do. Because normally, if it's a regular situation, you know, if they sign with the agent, it's no dice. You can't do it. You know, you made your bed, you got to lie in it. But this is a different situation entirely. You have everything that's been brought to a complete halt, or almost a complete halt, because of this coronavirus outbreak. So it kind of changes the outlook of everything. It ultimately depends on what the NCAA will allow them to do. Me personally, you know, I kind of think that they should disregard if they sign with an agent, because right now a lot of these guys that aren't going to be getting a pro day or an opportunity to get some solid looks, you know, that's been denied, and they're not going to be otherwise seen unless they take the steps of Tagovailoa and start putting content out there, and you know, as long as teams are willing to accept that.
A comment from our Periscope family, from T-Man. He's hearing that Jerry Jeudy will be going to the New York Jets, especially when Anderson is headed elsewhere. Do you agree with that comment?
I could really see that happening, to be honest with you. Matter of fact, you know, before, you know, months back, and back when the mock drafts were starting to slowly, you know, come into existence, you know, a lot of mock drafts actually had Jerry Jeudy going to the Jets. There's somebody that, he's somebody that could definitely bring a spark to that organization. You know, he has that sex appeal, I guess, you know, that offense desperately needs. He's that home run guy. And right now the Jets just do not have that guy, and they really need to have that extra just burst, boom, down the field kind of receiver for Sam Darnold to really take off. So I could really see that happening. And right now they're in perfect position to take him. So, yeah, unless somebody moves up to take him, I don't see him going past the Jets.
You think he'll be selected first than Henry Ruggs?
Yeah, personally, I like Henry Ruggs. Don't get me wrong. I think Henry Ruggs is definitely a phenom when it comes to his speed. But I feel like that Jerry Jeudy is more of the overall package. He's got good speed. You know, he's got incredible route running ability. He's got a stop on dime type movement. You know, he can greatly change the landscape of a game. You know, he's a guy that can just take over in any given moment, and he can greatly change the outlook of a game. Not that Henry Ruggs can't be that guy, but I've just seen it more consistently from Jerry Jeudy. Now, Henry Ruggs is still kind of a guy I feel like is in the process of becoming great. I think he can eventually be that. But one thing I did notice about Henry Ruggs, there were a few times this past season where he did tend to kind of disappear. He was kind of forgotten. But then you could also argue, well, you know, you got Jerry Jeudy, you have Devonta Smith, you have Jalen Waddle. But I was still waiting for Henry Ruggs to be that second alpha who would be consistent every game. But I didn't see it. But his ceiling is quite high, though.
And the comment mentioned Anderson. He's meaning Robbie Anderson, who is a free agent for the New York Jets. He's looking for a team. Another big news today, the Carolina Panthers released Cam Newton, who was the number one pick for the Panthers, I think it was 8 to 10 years ago. Justin, we saw this coming. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of – well, my aspect – is why'd they wait so long to do it? Because it is a foregone conclusion, you know, a week ago. My thing is, why drag it out? Mainly because of Carolina's ineptitude of making a decision. It seemed like they didn't know what to do or how to do it. So now it's like, okay, we're forced to do it. Bye. And they just kind of shoved them out the door. But you saw it coming. We all knew it coming. The question is now, where is he going to land?
And where do you think he'll land? Where would be a good spot? I could see him as a backup for now, being a starter anywhere. I've heard the Miami Dolphins, but I think Ryan Fitzpatrick fits that mold, like that spot that Cam would be good at. But it would not be Miami. Some people are saying that, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I was about to bring up that point, man. Yeah, absolutely. Miami is out of discussion. Or from all likelihood, are looking to the future, and that future being Tua Tagovailoa. So that's off the table. And they already got Fitzpatrick there, so they got the veteran they need there. So yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers right now is probably the most logical choice. And unfortunately, the way things have been falling in free agency, Cam Newton, his likelihood of being a starter is very, very dim. So, however, if he goes to Pittsburgh, you're looking at a situation to where he can kind of do a reset and kind of get himself back together, sit behind Big Ben for at least a year, or maybe even at most a year, because in all honesty, we don't know if Big Ben's going to keep playing. And with Big Ben's style of play, it's very physical, thus leading to injuries. So also adding Cam Newton is a great insurance policy for the Steelers as well. A much better insurance policy than what they currently have with Mason Rudolph and Devlin Hodges.
Yeah, those two have not performed well at the highest level or under pressure. Some may say Mason Rudolph might have the edge, but I do see Cam fit in there perfectly. Someone like was mentioning the Patriots, but I wouldn't think they would be interested.
Well, they just added Hoyer, so
Yeah, that fits that full. Yeah, that.
that theory that I actually mentioned that this past week, wrote an article about it as one of his destinations before they even brought Hoyer back into the mix. It kind of seems like Hoyer just can't leave New England. Anyway,
But he could
but
be cut, though.
well, it's very likely. But the thing is that the Cam Newton situation here is going to have to be solved very soon, and if they do cut Hoyer, it's not going to be too much later. By that time, Cam Newton's going to be off the market, or at least you would think. Of course, this could drag out, but it would before Hoyer. Yes, it would make sense, because one thing Belichick thrives at is able to revitalize careers of damaged goods, like Cam Newton, and he's able to get the best out of anybody he brings into his organization. And if he's able to get Cam, if he would be able to get Cam Newton back to that elite level, good gosh, look out, especially if he was able to get him some good receivers.
Ain't no, yeah, go ahead.
And then also too, you got a veteran, who can step in right away, instead of you having to either look to a rookie from the draft, or possibly look to Jarrett Stidham, who they may or may not be sure of quite yet. However, it looks like it's seemingly out of the question now, so the whole conversation really is, kind of pointless.
And another free agent, James Winston. You would think Cam will be selected first in James Winston, but where do you see James Winston going? Wild card
Man,
here.
that's really. It's really a hard one to pick. It's a lot harder to pick than Cam Newton. Cam Newton has a much stronger upside than Jameis Winston. He also doesn't have, it's hard. Some people might argue he doesn't have the baggage that Jameis Winston has. But landing spots for Jameis Winston, are going to be very, very hard to choose from. You might as well go ahead and rule out the possibility of him being a starter. It's just not going to happen at the moment. One possibility may even be with the Steelers, like we project Cam to possibly go to. But I think if it came between the choice of Cam Newton or Jameis Winston, they would go with Cam Newton before Jameis. I really don't know. I he's not going to go to San Diego or LA, the LA. He's not. What the best fit would be for me
Where?
is if New Orleans.
That'd be a good
He could
spot.
go there.
Bridgewater just
He could,
left.
right. They need somebody. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of talk about Taysom Hill being the guy.
I don't
But,
know about
you know,
that.
How, what is the reality of that? How strong is that? Do they really view him as the long-term, you know, solution to Drew Brees departing? We don't know. However, you know, you've got a veteran. He'll be able to come in there. And like Cam Newton, if he's able to go to Pittsburgh, Jameis is able to push the reset button. You know, he's able to get his self in check. But also, too, he's going to be learning under Drew Brees, a guy that can really humble him. And if he's willing, you know, teach him and shape him into what he needs to be an excellent or elite quarterback. I think that would be the most ideal situation for him.
Kyle Allen was traded to the Redskins. Now you have Haskins, Allen, and Alex Smith. What does Kyle Allen to the Redskins mean to you?
He's a guy that is an insurance policy with them. Right now, Alex Smith, the future is completely unknown. We just don't know what's going to happen with him, if he's ever going to be able to come back from that horrific injury. We don't know. Dwayne Haskins, he's a project. We really don't know what the outcome of that is. You know, for all likelihood, he could end up being benched. Maybe before the season starts, they might not be happy with him. But Kyle Allen is a guy that's a veteran that performed very well this past season.
Proven starter.
He was a starter after Cam Newton went down. He performed very well. But he's also a guy that's going to be reuniting with Ron Rivera, a guy who also is very familiar with Ron Rivera's offense. And he doesn't have to have a learning curve. He's comfortable with it. He comes in right away. And he's able to take the lead if he has to. And I feel more comfortable with Kyle Allen calling the shots than I would the other two choices at this moment.
Something to definitely look at. And that puts more strength that the Redskins will not select a quarterback for in like the first round.
You know, there really was never any truth to that. You know, I know that people try to push that narrative, and it's completely absurd. And Tua Tagovailoa was never going there, so it was crap.
Something that I've heard about. But Chase Young, another great asset to the Redskins. Not a bad – hey, I could personally skip a quarterback for Chase Young. Would you?
Well, you know, absolutely, brother. I think that Chase Young is what that defense needs. He kind of is that I feel like that missing piece that really finally solidifies that defense. So, man, you can't pass up on a freak like that, man.
Another team in the South, Laquon Treadwell, wide receiver Laquon Treadwell, got signed by the Atlanta Falcons. Look at this offense: Matt Ryan, Todd Gurley, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Laquon Treadwell, Hayden Hurst, Jake Matthews, James Carpenter, Alex Mack, Chris Lindstrom, and Caleb McGarry. Doesn't that offense look sexy?
Absolutely, man. There's three Alabama guys there you just mentioned, all first-round guys. No, yeah, man, on paper, man, outstanding. And here's the thing. You know, if the Falcons are able to get Laquon Treadwell to become what a lot of people thought he would be, this offense is going to blow up. But that's a big question mark. You know, he never quite became that guy in Minnesota, and it looked like a draft bust. And he hasn't really done anything of substance. I mean, this is his last chance. But if he's able to finally get things going with Atlanta, man, could you imagine any more dangerous of a trio there at wide receiver and Todd Gurley if Gurley's able to return to somewhat elite form?
And keep in mind, guys, this team is in the NFC South with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with a Tampa Bay with Tom Brady, and New Orleans Saints. How will this hash out, Justin, as of right now?
Man, it's too early to tell. Yes, Tom Brady has gone to Tampa Bay, But as great as he is, you also got to remember he's going to Tampa Bay. So that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to translate to instant Super Bowl, because there's a lot of things that got to be done, in the organization before they can actually reach that status. But it definitely makes them a more formidable team. And having Brady instead of Winston definitely
Changes
puts
the
an offense.
pitcher.
It changes everything completely. That's just assuming that Tom Brady is still able to play at Tom Brady type level. You all of a sudden got a competent quarterback, a more than competent quarterback who's got some dangerous wide receivers, and not only dangerous wide receivers, but also a great tight end who really hasn't been able to get going because he's had to catch passes from Jameis Winston. So it's really going to be interesting to see what the offense could presumably be under that under Tom Brady's leadership, and if he's able to stay healthy.
Mike Evans and Godwin and Perriman and tight end Brait. I don't know. I mean, if that doesn't speak to
O.J.
you,
Howard. O.J.
OJ
Howard's
Howard.
who
Always,
I,
I forget
that's who
about
I'm
O.J.
talking
Howard,
about.
by the way. I'm sorry, guys.
Who might as well be a wide receiver, man. He can fly. He can flat out fly, and it's amazing someone of his size can move as well as he does. Like I said, he just had the luxury of having a competent quarterback throwing to him.
Okay, so what? Okay. This is my pecking order. This is how the division will be finished off. It'll be the Buccaneers, Saints, Atlanta, and then the Panthers. Those are my order as of December 31st, 2020. What's yours?
Well, to be honest with you, man, I mean, I understand why you're picking how you're picking, but with Tampa Bay and with Atlanta, yes, on paper, it looks like, greatness is about to come upon us. However, to me, that screams prove me. Prove it to me. Show me that y'all gonna go beyond paper. So I can't feel quite comfortable elevating them to the top yet, just yet. I'm gonna go with what I know. I'm gonna go with the New Orleans Saints as the number one
That's
team
safe.
finishing the season.
That's pretty safe. But who's second?
It's who's second? Well, second.
That sounds like a Tampa Bay answer that's going to come out.
I want to go with Atlanta.
Atlanta could do it. No, I mean, I don't blame you. Atlanta could.
Just because, they have
Todd
Matt
Gurley.
Ryan. Well, they had Todd. No, I'm not necessarily looking at Todd Gurley. If Todd Gurley is able to play at the level he's at, that got him to be the MVP of the
2018
league at
Todd
one point,
Gurley. Yeah.
then absolutely. But what I'm looking at is you've got a veteran quarterback in Matt Ryan, who also has veteran wide receiver Julio Jones, and he also has Calvin Ridley, and they already got this great connection. They got this great chemistry. They prove that they can score points and they can do some big things. So I feel more comfortable in picking them as my number two. And if Laquon Treadwell shows up and Todd Gurley shows up, good gosh, sky's the limit. Then after them, I would have to go with Tom Brady because I feel like having Tom Brady does put the Bucs into the playoffs, but also gives them a much more stable situation to than Carolina right now.
These offenses are going to be pretty good in the NFC, or at least at the NFC South. Another entertaining news story that popped up in most news stations. Rams got a new logo. Looks pretty good. Kind of matches like their new stadium. Did you like the new logo?
Yeah, I mean, I like anything that's new and kind of provides a little bit of a refresher. I don't really understand why everybody's just going out of whack about it. But I mean, you're gonna have that. Me personally, I like it, so I say, hey, go for it. Matter of fact, the thing is, fans hate it, but their players actually like it. Kind of crazy.
I am not. I mean, I'm not losing sleep over it. I don't mind
I'm
it.
not either.
It's just, it looks similar, but there's some logos that cannot be replaced, like the Packers,
Oh,
or
yeah. Well, that's just something you don't touch, man. I mean,
yeah.
absolutely.
And I would like to see the Patriots bring back their old logo. I think that one kind of looks pretty cool, I think, but.
I heard some rumblings. I don't know what the truth to this is, that possibly that we may be due for a logo and a uniform change for the Patriots very shortly.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
Because once Tom Brady is gone, you got to change everything a little bit.
Yeah. They got to go forward and show their new life.
And random question. Well, before random question, any closing words?
Any closing words, man?
I mean, there's nothing from the Ravens. And Andy Dalton's still out there.
Andy Dalton's still out there. You know, it was actually speculated at one point that he possibly could be an option for the Patriots. But nobody really knows what the Patriots are thinking right now.
But Brian Hoyer just, you know, blocked the whole situation.
He did, so I don't know.
Brian Hoyer over Andy Dalton? Can't be. Impossible.
I mean, I wouldn't pick him over Dalton. I'll be honest with you. I think Jarrett Stidham was going to be the guy in New England.
I think so, too. And plus, like, the Patriots are cheap. They're not going to spend a lot for Andy.
No. And plus, from everything I've been hearing, man, the Patriots really do like Jarrett Stidham. You know, Bill Belichick was pretty high on him. And, you know, so are all the players. A lot of the defensive guys, like McCourty, you know, came up recently and just talked about how much he challenged them as a defense week after week, and that there really wasn't any kind of drop-off when he was in there, you know, running against that first-team defense. They said that he was unrattled. He was very comfortable, very poised. And like I said, he challenged them quite often. So the things I'm hearing about Stidham out of camp, to go with what we saw briefly from him in the preseason last year, I like his chances better than some of these other options.
Do you think it'll be enough to tank for Trevor Lawrence?
Man, they need to squash that stuff. You know, it's funny. You got one camp that's talking about tank for Trevor, and then you also got another camp that's saying we're going to go get the Texans corp, Deshaun Watson. We're going to get Deshaun Watson next year because Deshaun Watson will be a free agent next season. So it's kind of funny just hearing the chatter coming regarding New England.
Stop the madness, Justin. Stop the madness.
Man, I do my best to, but the world is just bound and determined to live and embrace the madness because everybody finds comfort in chaos.
And we can blame it to the coronavirus. So
yes.
Anyways.
Or blame, yeah.
Random question: what is your favorite kind of puppy, Justin?
Favorite puppy? You know, I don't like that my choice of favorite puppy was not on the list that you put on the sports.
It's a lot of dogs out there, and only
there
Google
is,
chooses the top four for me. So I say, these guys,
you know what, man? You got to be an individual, man. You need to take charge. You know, Google is not the be-all, end-all.
Hey,
Santiago Leon,
I don't like dogs, so I don't know dog names.
You don't like dogs?
I do not like dogs. I do not
allow
them in my place. Well, they smell all the place. I'm sorry.
Man, come on, bro. Okay, my choice. Let me get back to my choice since you don't like animals.
I love animals, but I just don't like dogs.
But you don't like dogs,
but
man.
I prefer animals not in my place or in a cage,
Santiago,
or, you know.
We need to talk about this, Santiago. Is this something stemming from your childhood? Did you have
a
bad experience
with dogs?
I'm saving
$800 in my bank account for not having a pet, so that's a smart thing.
Okay. Anyway, back to my answer, I got to go with a chocolate lab. To me, that's the best puppy who also grows up to being the best dog. So that's my choice.
The Beagles winning 44%. Second, King Charles Spaniel, 22.2%.
I mean, Beagles are good dogs, man. If you're a hunter, they're great hunting dogs. I had those when I was a kid. So I can't hate against those guys.
I wouldn't know. Justin Riley. What is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Jadeveon Clowney being a free agent?
Jadeveon Clowney. And that's a big name right now.
That's a big guy.
This dangling out there in the free agent market.
He's a journeyman again.
And that's amazing. You know, it kind of bothers me the fact that, you know, he and some other players are not willing to sign more than a one-year deal. So what's the problem with committing to more than 1 year?
Don't you make more money with, like, one-year deals?
You can, but to me, you know, if I was a coach, it doesn't show long-term commitment that you're just there to get a payday and bounce.
That is a negative. That is. That could definitely be spelled out. But Ryan thinks that he'll be back with Seattle.
Yeah, I ultimately think that's what's going to end up happening, you know. And I don't see any reason why he should leave. And, you know, Seattle is really starting to form a good thing up there, especially with him on that defense. Maybe the new era of the Legion of Boom is forming right before our eyes. So
Yeah.
I think it'd be smart for him to do that.
Legion of
Instead of,
Boom 2.
yes, the sequel.
Anyway, Justin, what's the best way to reach you
Best way to reach
in
me,
person?
even during the coronavirus,
Yeah, you can't do it in
and
person now for sure.
can't do it in person, you know, you don't even have to leave your house to do this, man. You can find me on Twitter at JustinRiley7. That's the number 7. You can also find me running our sportscast Twitter and Instagram a lot of the times. That's at the sportscast1. So right there, you've got 3 avenues to reach me.
And
And
I heard you're on TikTok. What is your TikTok username?
TikTok. Hey, I got some quality content out there, so I need some serious followers.
You might have
If
something
I, if
going
I,
on with TikTok. You might be a celebrity there.
I, hey, I could
While it's early. But you need
start
help
off
from
with
the
a bang.
sportscast.
I do. Hey, if I can get let's see, 10 new followers, I'll pay for someone to have a sportscast t-shirt. How about that?
Done. Done. Just you
Done.
got to
But
tweet it out and put it on your Facebook. Make sure you post this.
anyway, my TikTok handle at JBama2003.
JBama 2003. I'm on Sleon, Sleon
And when you
70.
and hey folks, when you follow me, make a comment and mention the sportscast.
Yeah, like it as well. I actually was on TikTok for a hour yesterday. I mean, I have grown onto it so much. My favorite TikToks are the dancing videos. What are yours? Which is probably the main, TikToks, pretty much.
It's funny, TikTok is like a smaller version of streaming media. It's like watching TV.
It's better than
You know,
TV.
hey man, absolutely. I just wish that some people would be more original though with their content. It's like a lot of the people out there, a lot of the users are just copying each other.
Yeah, I see that. That's the kind of trending. But anyways, what is trending is the sportscast. Go to the sportscast.net, the sportscast.net, or on Twitter at the sportscast1. Tomorrow we'll be having Kyloo Borden on tomorrow to talk about what's going on with the NBA. Any prospects of having the season return will be played behind closed doors. I know Mark Cuban's really pushing it, so we'll see what Kyloo has to say about that. And of course, we'll be monitoring some more NFL free agency news, which is filling the like is really making ESPN busy with the free agency. People are not stopping. And of course, why is Trevor Lawrence his GoFundMe page for coronavirus victims being shut down by the NCAA? It's the rules, guys. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. You can't do that stuff. But anyways.
I beg to differ, but we'll leave that for another sports cast.
I follow the rules, Justin, unlike you.
You do follow the rules, but another guy who is following rules is Tua Tagovailoa. In closing, pretty excited to see his videos out there and to see the progress he's making. So looking forward to more content he'll be pushing out here soon.
Which I'm looking for the LA Rams new uniforms with a new logo. So really excited about that. Anyways, Justin Riley, always a hit with you. Alabama still
Yep.
going strong. Have a great
Yes,
night.
sir. You too, brother.